Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
Hello, everyone. We didn't have a Q&A after this message, or at least there's not one on the recording, but there was an excerpt from the message that I took out. It didn't really belong in the sermon, but it was an explanation of the seeming contradiction. When some Bible verses say that God's will is always done, and other verses say that it's not always done, I went on a little rabbit trail to talk about how to deal with situations where a word is used in different ways in Scripture. So, here you go. Whenever you read the Bible, think carefully about how a particular word is used in the context. It's just a crucial principle. The same word isn't always used the same way. And you understand that in just normal, everyday conversation, but somehow when people study the Bible, they get confused on that. You take one word from one context and rip it out of that context and import it into another verse, you can come up with all kinds of error. A lot of times people teaching Bible study, they need some material for their study, and so they become concordance crazies, and they'll get their concordance, they just look up every verse that has that word, and they just mash them all together to just formulate some kind of an idea that these passages aren't even saying. And when we do that, what we're essentially doing is taking our own ideas and forcing them in using biblical language to make it sound like they're coming from the Bible. Like when people go to Peter and says, day is like 1,000 years, and they rip that out of there and try and cram it into Genesis 1 and say, see, 6 days is 6,000 years, or 6 billion, somehow. But they don't do that in other passages. They don't say, well, Jesus was in the tomb for 3,000 years, and then on the third 3,000th year he rose. They don't say, Noah's flood, it rained for 40,000 years and 40 nights. They don't do that everywhere. They're just where they want to do it to change the meaning. You can't do that with Scripture any more than you can do with any other language because what a word means is whatever the author meant when he said it in the context. And if you don't understand that principle, you're never going to understand what Scripture says about the will of God. For example, in Matthew 12, a Christian is defined as somebody who does the will of the Father, right? Matthew 12:50, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, mother, Jesus said. Christian does the will of the Father. But we read Acts 4 and find that the wicked men that crucified Jesus were doing the will of the Father. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. So if you try and mash those two verses together, you come to the conclusion that the people who crucified Jesus must have been saved because they were performing the will of the Father. But that would be a serious error, because what you're doing is you're taking two different kinds of will and interchanging them. The word is used in two different ways. Just always remember when you're interpreting the Bible, the meaning of a word does not come from the dictionary or a lexicon. The meaning does not come from the dictionary. All a dictionary is a list of ways that people typically use a word. Meaning does not come from words. Meaning is not contained in words. Meaning comes from the author. Whatever the author meant by that word is what that word means.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.